Good afternoon, good morning, good day, depending on where you're listening from. Welcome to Profit and Beauty. Now, this show was created for salon owners who have decided to start running their salons like a business rather than a hustle. The focus of the show is to help salon owners understand the numbers behind their business so that they can grow and make extraordinary profits. Without this knowledge, it's really hard, if not impossible, for your salon to reach its true potential. My name is Desiree Anderson, and I have 19 years experience as a hairstylist and salon owner. I currently work as a certified public accountant, working mainly with salon owners and hairstylists. My background as a former stylist and salon owner gives me a much better understanding of what our industry professionals need and desire. So if you are a hairstylist or salon owner interested in running your salon like a business, then this show is for you. On the other hand, if you are a hairstylist or salon owner not interested in running your salon like a business, this show may or may not be for you. I just hope you keep listening and maybe something you hear in one of the episodes will make you decide to turn your craft from a hustle into a business that you can scale and grow. So sit back and enjoy this week's episode. Hi everyone, and welcome back to Profit and Beauty. Now, one of the most important areas that resonates with most of my salon professional clients is ways in which they can find new clients or clients that mirror their ideal target audience. In today's climate, where social media and your online presence is as a whole, is critical when utilizing online marketing, the more tools you have at your disposal, the more likely you are to build the clients you want. My guest today is Joanne Kaminsky. I'm hoping I'm pronouncing her name correct, but she'll correct me if I'm not. Joanne is a business coach to online tutors. She has been using Pinterest since it first hit the scenes to build her own business. Now, on today's show, Joanne is going to talk about how hair salons and hairstylists can use Pinterest to build their own business. Hi, Joanne. I'd like to first start by thanking you for agreeing to be a guest on my show today. And can you tell the audience a little bit about yourself, what you do, and how it relates to Pinterest as a whole?
Yeah, absolutely. So I have, like you mentioned, I've been tutoring online since 2010. And as soon as this whole entire like Pinterest thing started coming online, I actually just put like my website in my description of my of who I am. And back then that was really wild thinking because nobody was really doing that because it was really just a pinning site. And I got a client just by doing what I was doing every night. Like 8 o'clock at night, I would sit down on my couch and I'd start looking for fun activities to do with my kids, my own personal kids. So I was really using it for my personal, you know, reasons. And then I ended up getting another client who was sitting down doing the same exact thing as I was doing. And she found me. And I thought, oh my gosh, this is really, really cool because I pinned something and she saw my information. She hired me because of that. And I thought, wow, there's really a lot of potential here for this tool. And so I began using Pinterest and being able to build my business. And now it has changed dramatically from those days and all the social media does. So, you know, we're not going to talk about what worked back then, but really just the amazing tools that are available to people today with Pinterest.
Okay. Well, I have a Facebook account, a Twitter account, an Instagram account, as well as a LinkedIn account, of course. And I have recently started to explore Pinterest as a marketing tool for my business. Now, as a former hairstylist myself, and I used to use Pinterest for inspiration whenever I was trying to find updos for my own clients. So can you share with my audience exactly how Pinterest works compared to other social media sites? Because I know you just compared it to other social media sites, and I've heard, and you could probably clarify this, that Pinterest is not necessarily considered a social media site, so to speak.
Yeah, it is. It's very different compared to some of the others. It's more like a search engine tool, like Google versus social media. So typically when we think about social media, we think about engaging with other people, having conversations and doing that kind of thing. And less of that is happening on Pinterest, which is why people say that it's less of a social media tool, but really there are some social media components to it where people can communicate and engage. So that's why it fits into the social media realm. But, you know, when it comes to using a lot of different social media tools, you have to think about a couple of things. Which do I already feel really comfortable with? And what are my goals with my hairstylist business? And so when you can figure out what those goals are, you're going to be able to find the best resources and the best tools for you. Because not everybody communicates in the same way. Some people might be better on video. Some people might be better using podcasts. Some people might be better using Instagram. So there are some tools that might be a better fit for some people. But the really cool thing about Pinterest is that it's very low maintenance. I can have a high Pinterest profile and not have to be posting things every single time. So on Twitter, I need to be posting, you know, a few hours a day in order to be able to keep my presence up and alive. Otherwise, everything I do just pretty much kind of disappears on people's feeds and they never see it again. Pinterest is that social media tool you use. Pretty much they say that 80% of the users are women. And they utilize Pinterest usually between the hours of 8 p.m. and 10 p.m., which means they're kind of sitting back and relaxing and just kind of scrolling through things. And what do we like to look at when we are scrolling through things? We like to look at different ideas for hairstyles and nails and makeup and all of that great stuff that hairstylists do. And so it's a prime way to be able to get your business to work for you advertising without spending any money and being able to reap the benefits from that. Now you'll be able to, we'll talk about some tactics and some strategies later that you can utilize that to really engage with the current clients that you have and allow them to spread information about you so that you can increase how many clients are working. Now we talked about also being on LinkedIn. LinkedIn is more like your online resume. Right. And so you have like your credentials and that kind of information on there. It's really meant for, you know, the business world. So it's very rare that people are going to be going on LinkedIn to learn about your hair salon. I mean, it just isn't really going to happen. That's not like the number one thing that pops into people's mind. So if you're using LinkedIn as your main strategy, and maybe you're being successful at it, I don't know, but I wouldn't see as a customer that would be the place that I would go to naturally to learn more about you and your hair salon and the work that you do. I would gravitate towards, as a user, towards Pinterest. And so Pinterest is, it's automatically visually appealing, and that's what people want to see. They want to see about the different kinds of hairstyles that they could get if they came into your salon. They want to be inspired by the images that you post. And so this really gives you a way to connect and engage on an emotional level with your ideal client.
Okay, so it sounds to me, and when I look at Pinterest, I almost visualize Google and Instagram had a baby. Voila, Pinterest was born, because you have the beautiful visuals that you would get with Instagram, but mm-hmm. then you have the search engine on the back end with Google. Is that a mm-hmm. fair comparison? Does that make
sense? Yeah, I would say, yeah, that's definitely a fair comparison. And on top of that, it's an organized system. And women, we tend to really like things that are organized. So it naturally categorizes and organizes things in a much visual manner versus just looking at a whole bunch of words like Google has, right?
Yeah.
So having like the big bold title of the board really stands out and allows me to quickly scroll and find the kinds of things that I'm looking for.
Okay. And talking about Google and its words, when I Google stuff, and I'm quite sure everybody else, I always gravitate towards anything that has a video or a picture. Like the words to me, okay, I see the words, but my eyes just go to pictures and to videos. And I think that speaks a lot. And that's probably why I personally believe that Pinterest is a wonderful tool. It really is. I haven't used it yet. I'm in the process of setting up my account. But from what I've seen so far and what I'm hearing from you and what I've heard from other people, it sounds fabulous. And I can't wait to get to jump in. Okay, so outside of the beautiful visuals that we see and the pictures that we ourselves can upload to Pinterest, what are some of the benefits of using Pinterest as a marketing tool for a salon or for a hairstylist at that?
You know, the cool thing is you can first, one of the benefits is you can look to see how other hairstylists are already using it, right? It can kind of like peek on into their businesses and see how are they organizing this? And you can get great ideas for how you can organize yours as well. You can also create just a business page. So it's not your personal account. It is specifically for your business. And by creating a business page, and I actually was just playing around and just kind of like searching for different hairstylist boards and that kind of thing. One of the mistakes I saw a lot of hairstylists doing is that they had their personal board as their Pinterest board. And so they were marrying their personal and professional life. And there is, when you create a business page, you want it to be specifically geared towards your ideal client that has boards that they would want. So this isn't your dream house or your dream vacation. I'm seeing lots of people with like tiny house dreams. I'm like, okay, that's not where you're going to post all of that. You're going to post that on your personal page, and then you're going to post stuff that deals with your ideal client right on your Pinterest business page. So it's got the benefit to really hone in just on your business and allow people to get to know and like and trust you automatically from there. It also has the ability to, one of the benefits is that people that are following you have the ability to share pins. And even if they're not following you, they have the ability to share pins. So if pins are coming into their feed because other people have shared it and it's on their boards and that kind of stuff, they can be sharing as well. So lots of sharing. More sharing, I think, happens on Pinterest than any other social media tool that I have seen out there. It's hard to share on Instagram. So your pictures on Instagram just kind of stay stagnant on your account. Very difficult to share that. On Facebook, there's a little bit of sharing happening, but not nearly as much as you would want. But on Pinterest, it's like sharing gone wild. Everybody is pinning things onto their boards and be like, oh, I love that idea. I love that idea. So, and the other really cool benefit is that you don't have to create all of your own content. A lot of the other social media tools, they really require you to be sharing your own original content, but you don't have to always be sharing your own original content when you are creating your Pinterest boards. If you can have content on there that is featuring like different hairstyles that you really like, or you're able to recreate and do yourself, you can feature those hairstyles on your Pinterest page and not have to take pictures of each of your own clients, although you can do that as well in there. So it's got the benefit that I don't have to create all my own content. You know, I can just easily pin some new cool things from other people's boards and be able to do that. It's a great place to be able to connect with other hairstylists, right? Not only can you start taking a look at what are they pinning, but you can even have conversations, professional conversations with other hairstylists. There is a messaging capability where you can follow other people, you can message them and have conversations with them. So there can be some business professional development and networking going on there as well. You can also collaborate with other hairstylists that are out there, or you can collaborate with other people that have blogs or YouTube channels. You can collaborate with them, and you can create a board where they can share their pins on there and you can share your pins on there, and more people can be invited into that board and be able to share different pins. And people are loving these group boards because they have that opportunity to get you even more exposure from other people interested in similar content that you are already publishing, which is really, really neat. There's also that ability to brand yourself on Pinterest. And so if you already have colors for your hairstylist business that you have, you can create pictures that go onto your boards that actually describe the board with those colors, and it looks so visually appealing versus just looking at a bunch of random pictures. And so you can really brand the content that's on your page to really look like and stand out like your own unique self.
Wow, that sounds great. You have some really great ideas, things that I didn't even think of. Okay, so I want to ask you about pins and boards. I'd like to delve in deeper, but before I go there, how would you suggest hairstylists use their own work to inspire potential clients to either book an appointment or at the very least inquire about their services. Because, you know, a lot of stylists, like on Instagram, I'm pretty, I have an Instagram page and I'm pretty active somewhat on Instagram. And I see the most beautiful hairstyles and most beautiful colors. And you know, how would you advise stylists to use those pictures, or how can those pictures be used to help to attract new customers to these salons or to these stylists?
Yeah, absolutely. So the first thing is you always want to have a call to action, right? So in the description, you can have a call to action, or even you can add onto the image a call to action to book an appointment today. That's going to be always your goal. You're always wanting to get somebody to book an appointment today. Right. And then when they click on that image, it goes right to a tool can book an appointment. Now, people these days are not liking to have to make an actual phone call to book their appointments. So using a booking tool like Calendly or 10to8 can be really helpful for their business, because they are going to be able to take appointments 24 hours a day. They won't even have to stop what they're doing, working with another client doing their hair, to answer the phone, because people are going to be able to book an appointment like right there on that booking tool. So to make it really super simple for these people, call to action, and then they go right to the page where they are able to book an appointment.
Wow, that's great. And even more so if they had, I guess, a board or something of that nature where they had something more than a picture. Let's say they had a live video and mm-hmm. they're showing the before and after with the live video. Mm-hmm. And to me, that would be even more appealing for people to book appointments.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, absolutely. And like before and after pictures and that kind of thing. And you definitely want to have a board that features your particular clients. And that is the board. And it could be, now do a lot of the hairstylists that listen to your podcast, are they individual hairstylists, or do they have their own salon, or is it a mix?
Both. So it's a trend of independent booth renters. So they actually work in a salon and they rent a chair.
Sure.
They have salon owners that listen. And then you have this new phenomenon where we now have salon suites. So you have salon suite owners that also, or renters that also listen to the show.
Yeah.
So basically, and even mobile, I have a couple of mobile stylists that actually contacted me recently. And these are the ones that, well, you know Uber, right? And
yes.
I call these apps Uber for hair. So you have these apps now that are like Uber, where you can actually book an appointment to have a stylist come out to you.
Oh, that's cool.
Everything through the apps, people that work that way, they also listen to my show.
Oh, now, very cool.
Now, let's go back to boards. So What exactly are boards? How do they work? And how many boards should stylists and salons be creating on Pinterest? And also, you talked about pinning, and I know pinning is pinning on boards. So can you sort of break down what a pin is and how exactly you do it and how you find the pins to pin on these boards? Just everything about boards and pins, basically.
You got it. So pins are, you can get a pinning tool if you're using like the Chrome search bar. You can actually get a little pin up there that's a little P, and you can use that to pin any image anywhere from the internet. And you'll be able to actually pin something to a specific board. Now, if you don't have a board name, you can create that board name as soon as you find that pin that you want to put on up. So you want to think about categories. What are some of those basic categories that you want to be pinning some boards to? And you want to be strategic with that, because there are certain things that each of your clients is specifically looking for. You remember those, I see them still all the time, those hairstylist books for medium hair, long hair.
Oh, yeah. I remember those hardcover hairstylist books from back in the day.
Yeah, we can pretty much say goodbye to those tools, because now you have Pinterest. And people are going to be able to take a look at those kinds of hairstyles using your Pinterest page. And they'll be able to get it right from their phone. And that'll be really cool. So you can have like a QR code where they scan it, it goes right to your page, and now they can take a look at those boards that you have placed pins on. And so you might be placing pins from other people's blogs, other videos that show how-to tutorials on how to do certain hairstyles. So I've actually listed a bunch of boards that would be useful. And for the amount of boards, I would say 7 at the least. Four boards.
Okay. Before you continue, okay, so with the boards, basically, from what I'm hearing you say is you create a Pinterest account. Mm-hmm. That's the top level. And the next level would be to create a board.
Yes.
Okay, so you then...
Because you need a place to put those pins.
Okay, so you create the board. That's level mm-hmm. 2. And yep. then once you create those boards, you create pins that you now place on these boards.
Right.
And then you can have different boards that are related to different topics, and every board in and of itself is going to have a pin related to that board's topic.
You got it. Now, you remember those old cork boards that you used to have?
The what?
You remember those old cork boards?
Yes. Where
you could, like, so a picture one board being one of those cork boards, and on there you're going to place pins that all deal with kind of the same thing. Okay. So maybe it's all short hairstyles or medium hairstyles or long hairstyles. So on there you're going to be pinning a whole bunch of content from the internet that has pictures from those categories.
Okay, so now you mentioned pinning. So in addition to pinning your stuff, you can also pin other people's stuff, and you can go on to the internet and just find, you know, whatever inspires you and pin it on your board.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now, when you're pinning your stuff on the board, on your board, do you just upload it directly from your computer and pin it on your board, or does it
happen? Sure can. You can upload on your phone.
Okay.
You can upload on the computer, whichever is going to be easiest for you. And I find wherever I'm editing my video or my image or wherever I'm editing that from, I find it easiest to pin from that tool. So if I'm doing all of the editing on my phone, then it's really easy just to upload it from my phone because it will be the image will be on my camera. If I am uploading from my computer, then it's going to be saved somewhere on my computer and I can upload from in there. So wherever I'm doing my editing work, that's where I pin from.
Okay, so now let's talk about something you mentioned, the types of boards that stylists can create. Now, I have a couple of ideas myself, but I'm going to let you start and then let's see if we overlap.
Yeah, one would definitely be a testimonial board. So
yes.
You want to have like different like before and after images yes. of different people, and even like a little quote at the bottom of something that person had to say about them giving a testimonial for you and your business. And you could have, it could be the before and after pictures on that testimonial board. It can be testimonials from like Yelp or wherever else you're getting testimonials from that you can put on inside of there. It could be a video testimonial that somebody creates specifically for you that you can create in there. So that would all go under the testimonial board. Now, when you are creating images, you want to make sure that you have at least 10 images on a board. Before you make it public. So you can have a private board and you can have a public board. Start with a private board until you are able to have enough images because it looks really bad to have only 2 or 3 images under a board.
Mm.
You want it to look complete. You want to make sure, you want it to make it look like, you know, that you did your homework, you did your work. It's not like a half-created business page, pretty much.
Okay. what's considered enough in terms of the number of pins on a board?
Yeah, like 9 or 10.
Okay.
Yeah, so you definitely want to have 9 or 10 on there before you make it a public board where everybody can see that board. And it's nice now that Pinterest has that feature to be able to do that.
Well, let me go privatize my board because I actually created a board with nothing on there. I'm in the process of creating my pins.
Yes.
I need to talk to her first before I continue on, make sure I get it right. So I need to go ahead and privatize that so I don't know,
yes.
that people don't say, okay, well, what kind of hollow business is this? We don't see anything on here. Thanks for that suggestion. Okay, so I'm going to do that as soon as I get done talking with you. Okay, so what are some other kind of boards that you were thinking about?
Another one would be like a salon, like specific to your salon board. It could be anything that's happening in your salon that you have images, posted images from, if you have a blog, if you have any of those other kind of resources, information about your salon can go inside of that board. Another is events. Maybe you have certain events that you do. You may or may not. That might not be relevant for you. Another one would be a product board. But with your product board, you don't want it to be like the everyday kind of products that you're going to get from you know, like Target or Walgreens, right? You want to have products that you have particularly fallen in love with that people can't buy just anywhere. Right. So that they're actually a way for you to monetize then as well your Pinterest page. It could be also tools of the trade board. You know, what are your favorite, like scissors, you know, spray bottle, any of those kinds of things. And then, as we mentioned before, like different hairstyles. So this way, when people do come on in and they're like, I really want something that's new and trendy for me, they can take a look at that. So short hairstyles, medium hairstyles, long hairstyles, maybe, you know, colors, different colors could be another board. Could definitely be some really great boards. Another one would be like a video board. So you specifically take all of your videos and place them on this board. Again, it could be some of those testimonies that you shared on your testimonial board. If they did a video one, you could put that on in there as well. You could also personalize it and share a story about why you started the salon in the first place. Like, what inspired you to want to do this? People love hearing that story about what inspired them. And of course, everybody likes to have a bridal board, right? Because people like to have those updos, yeah, and all that kind of stuff. So you could have a specific board just for the bridal board. And then another one could be a hair care board. I know that a lot of salon stylists, they like to give advice on how to take care of your hair and things that, yes, you can do. So one could be like advice on how to take care of your hair. So maybe it's like how to take care of if you have like damaged hair or damaged skin or, you know, different things that are particular to your salon and things that you do that you are giving advice to people from the resources out there on the web that you feel are the best advice that you could possibly give. So again, you don't have to create all of that. It can be stuff that you find from other places, but the salon board would specifically be like your salon, your people that are coming on in, pictures and that kind of stuff. So they've got really great tools. And if you think about it, if I'm one of those women, you know, the 80% of the women that are on there, and I am, it's between 8 o'clock and 10 o'clock at night, and I'm on, you know, Pinterest, and I'm looking for some really great, cool ideas for, you know, I'm going to a wedding, maybe I'm looking for just some different updos that I'd like to have, right? And I'm like looking and I'm like, oh my gosh, I absolutely love this. And I happen to know that you are in the area, or let's say I know that you're a friend of a friend, you know, there's definitely that possibility that we could, you know, hook up and I could book you to do my hair. Cause I'd be like, oh my gosh, she's right here. Awesome. I love it. She's in my area. Perfect. So yeah, those are just some of the board ideas. What are some of the board ideas that you had?
Well, you stole three of mine. I was thinking, of course, testimonials, because there's nothing like a good testimonial. You know, as mm-hmm. business owners, we know that we build our business primarily from referrals and people just giving us good testimonials. You know, you can mm-hmm. advertise all you want, but those testimonials, and especially nowadays with people doing everything, as you said, no one is really calling up anymore. We're just doing things versus, you know, using the internet, visualizing things, you know, Googling stuff. And if you cannot find someone to refer you to someone, the next best thing is a testimonial. Mm-hmm. So a person can call you just based upon all of the great testimonials that you have out there. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I was thinking testimonials, of course. Of course, I was thinking video because we are so visual. Nowadays, everything is visual. YouTube, is one of the biggest sites out there biggest platforms because it's visual. And of course, Facebook, you have your Facebook Live. People are loving that. You have Instagram and they now have their new IGTV. Everyone is getting into video. So I was thinking, of course, video. Mm-hmm. And then, so basically testimonial boards. Oh, bridal. I personally, when I was a hairstylist, I didn't touch a bride unless I knew you. Okay. If I knew you, you were my client and my customer, I had no problem because usually they behave. Okay. they're not Brazilers. And even if I don't do a fabulous job, they're going to say, oh, it's fine. You know, but a brand new person who found you however, social media or even a referral, you know, you mess it up, you put one hair out of place and they totally lose their mind. So I personally didn't do brides, but I know that brides are always looking for someone to do their hair, and they want to see, in addition to them having, you know, the practiced hairstyle before the actual wedding day, they want to see what you can do. So mm-hmm. if you can create a bridal board, to mm-hmm. me, that is gold, especially if you like doing brides and it's something you enjoy doing, you know, you're not worried about bridezillas and all that other stuff. I think having a bridal board is perfect. So those are the three that I was thinking about, which mm-hmm. is cool for me, but that's okay. I forgive you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so so clearly Pinterest is you know, about visual appeal. The bigger, the more eye-catching. So what is the preferred size for pins, in your opinion?
There are different size pins. So the pin size is, for a regular pin that's being pinned out there, is 735 by 1,102. I know, it's really random, right?
Okay. Yeah.
And then we also talked about those images for a board. And so this makes you really stick out. And that size of that board is 238 by 284.
Okay. Okay.
So those are really the two main ones. Now, the cool thing is there are apps that will automatically size it for social media for you. Mm-hmm. A couple of those apps that I use when I'm editing any of my pictures are WordSwag or Canva.
Okay.
And those two tools automatically are sized for Pinterest. You just choose the Pinterest, the Pinterest one. It says Pinterest right underneath it. You click it, and then it gives you a whole bunch of design ideas that you can utilize if you're in Canva, and you can choose to use those, or if you just want to create, use the blank Pinterest and then recreate with your own images, you can do that as well. There's lots of room for creativity there with that. But I usually am using one of those design tools to be able to add information, or you can add that call to action like book today on there, so that people are actually taking the actions that I want them to take.
Okay, so you basically just answered my next question, and I'm going to ask it anyway because I want to add something to it. So the question was going to be, now that we know something about Pinterest, how it works, and what it can do for us as business owners, do you have any suggestions as to where we can actually create these visually appealing images for the purpose of pinning? And you did mention Canva, and Canva is one of the tools that I use all the time. Uh-huh. And now you mentioned saying book now. Now with Canva, it's not a clickable link, is it?
It is not a clickable link. No. So the clickable link, what happens in Pinterest, whenever you have an image, it's automatically a clickable link because you have to put in there where you would like it to go.
Okay.
So whenever they click on that image, if you have the book an appointment today, if you have that call to action on the image, you're going to put the website where they can actually book an appointment.
Okay. Perfect. Mm-hmm. So basically all of your pins are going somewhere.
Yes, exactly.
And it just depends on where you want them to go.
Yeah. And so you want to think about then your website too. And hopefully people who are hairstylists have websites, right? Hopefully they have a place where people can find them, book, call, do all that kind of stuff. And on that website, you can have, you know, you've got a testimonials page, right? So if you have a testimonial image, then you're going to bring them to your testimonials page on your website. That's where you're going to be directing them. So you're using Pinterest to direct them to your website so they can take that next call to action, which is to book that appointment.
Okay, so now compared to, you know, Facebook, you have Instagram, you have Twitter. Now, Twitter seems like the one tool that, or rather the one platform where if you put something on Twitter, in about half a second, it's gone. Mm-hmm. Then you have, of course, Instagram. It may last for a day or two, whatever the case may be. And then there's Facebook. Now, it seems like with Pinterest, and I've heard this, when you put something on Pinterest, it can last for a year or more. So if
So
if you write a blog, you put a picture up there, you put a video up there, testimonials, people can literally find your stuff a year,
all the time,
2 years later. And I think to me, that's one of the greatest things about Pinterest because, you know, it's things, you know, like, as you said, you're not having to work quite as hard. It's right there and it's always going to be there until it's not.
Right. So yeah, it's that longevity, whatever that word is.
I can say the word, but listening to you now, I can't say it.
I don't know what I did.
Longevity.
There you go. Longevity. The longevity is definitely a lot longer. And the cool thing is, let's say you can even with having a business page, you can do research on which pins are the best pins and performing the best for you, and you can repin them again. And so then they get more shelf life. So you think about, oh, okay, I could pin this now to a group board. Okay. So if you've all of a sudden joined some different group boards that have, you could pair up with other hairstylists, right? And you could be pinning your pins that your favorite medium length hair pins onto a group medium length hair pins board. And you are now recycling your content that you've already put out there, and it's getting life again. I did this with I was on a blog post about how I help online tutors start their business or grow their business, and it ended up going completely viral. It was the first time I experienced the viralness of the internet. It was really awesome, and I decided that I was going to start pinning that on some of my boards because I wanted people to find that particular article. Mm-hmm. And it went viral again. Like I just started seeing it like everywhere, being pinned all over the place. I'm like, oh my gosh, that is so cool. I so love it. Like, you don't see that happening on any other social media platform. There's another tool I want to let your listeners know about as well. It's called Tailwind, Tailwind. Now, Tailwind is a great place for other people to share your content. So if you've got some original content that you want people to be sharing, you can share it in Tailwind, and then you can also be pinning other people's stuff onto your boards, and there's like this reciprocity factor. If you have to share so many pins for each pin you put on there. So for every pin, they say you might have to share two pins of somebody else's. So there is this give and take factor with Tailwind. So you join these tribes on Tailwind that allow you to be able to share other people's content, which is you need content anyways, right? Right. But now people are playing the reciprocity game because they want to stay in the tribe, and they're sharing your content as well. So it's a huge win-win. You can find other people that are pinning similar things to you so that it can go even more viral.
Okay. And for my final question regarding followers on Pinterest. So how can one get or even find followers? And can you have followers? And if you can have followers, how do you get more followers to follow you and you follow them? Or how does it work?
Absolutely. So you have followers, and you have and you also have your boards have followers. So if somebody follows you, they're following all of your boards. And if somebody follows a board, they're just following that one board. So they're just interested in the pins that you're particularly putting on that one board, but they don't want to follow everything that you have. So it is really important. It depends on what kind of pins you want to see and who you are going to choose to follow. So I want you to think about this from your ideal client's perspective. You want to have all of your current clients following you. Hands down, that's the first place you're going to go to get your followers, is you're going to let them know, either if you have an email database, or if you, when they come on in, you have a QR code that they can just snap and they can start following you. You want to get all of those current clients that you have right now following you. Most likely a lot of them are already on Pinterest. And so they'd be like, oh my gosh, you're on Pinterest. Cool. Oh my gosh, I love your page. Love it. Let me follow you. It's a way for you to continue that relationship with them as well, because you now aren't just the person that they're going to go to when they need their hair cut. You're the person that they're going to go to when they want advice. You're the person that they're going to go to when they want to see how to do a certain hairstyle, because you've got all that stuff on your page. And so you're really making it a valuable tool and resource for your ideal client that they want to keep coming back to because of the kind of content that you're putting on there. Now, do you want to follow all of your clients? I don't know. It depends. Do you want to follow all of the recipes, all of the houses, vacations? Do you want to follow all of that stuff and have that filling up your feed?
No.
Probably not. You're probably going to want to, for your business, be following other people who are posting the kinds of things that you would like to post. So find other people that have great hairstylist boards and start following them, because they're going to constantly putting into your feed stuff that you can be pinning onto your boards, which makes your job 10 times easier because you don't have to look for great pins all the time. It's already being recycled on Pinterest, and you're like, oh, love it. Ooh, this is a new hairstyle I could learn how to do. I like this too. Let's put this over here. You can even keep a board private forever if you wanted to. Like, hairstyles I would love to learn how to do, right? Okay. So you could keep that private forever. You never have to share it if you don't want to share it. And keep it down there to remind yourself that you want to come back to that to learn how to do that kind of hairstyle. That's also just another thing that you can do. You also want to think about where you are present. Now, you mentioned that a lot of the people are already present, let's say, on LinkedIn, right? So send some messages out there on LinkedIn. Hey, I just created my business page on Pinterest. Check it out. Same thing with Twitter. You can send some random messages throughout the day. Hey, join my Pinterest page. Just created it over the past week. Let me know what you think. And get people's feedback on it. Hey, what would you add? What kind of board would you add to a Pinterest page of a hairstylist? Check it out. Check mine out and see if I've missed anything. You know, get feedback from people that way so that it gets them encouraged to check it out, give you feedback, but then you also get some different ideas that maybe you hadn't thought of before, of some different boards you could create that you're like, huh, didn't think of that one. Awesome. Getting ideas from our from other people that are like-minded really, really can help. Plus, you are allowing, think about it this way, talk about adding value. You are helping your ideal client stay up to date on the latest hairstyles, right? And there's nothing more valuable than that. Like, they want to know, like, oh, what's cool today? Like, right. What kind of hairstyles? You can even have like a celebrity hairstyle page, right? Like the hairstyles of the celebrities. And, you know, if you can redo those kinds of hairstyles that they have going on in there, that could be great, because you'd be like, hey, yeah, I can do that hairstyle for you. And then you could show, like, you could even have like a picture, right? This would be so fun. This would even be fun for Instagram, because you could have like the celebrity with a hairstyle and then your client with
a hairstyle. Exactly. See what look what I can do. I can get it exact.
Yeah, you don't have to go to those famous, like, those super famous people to get this hairstyle. I can do that. And yeah. So you're showing off your talent and your expertise in a way that's really fun and it's really engaging. And then the other way that you can get people to, I mentioned this before, is having that QR code so that people can just click on there. Did you know that the iPhones, I believe it's the iPhone 7 and up, they automatically have built inside of them a QR code decoder when you open up the photos?
No, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. My daughter has one of those phones. I'm like, really? Your phone is way more up to date than mine. So she's like, Mom, didn't you know that the QR code just works when you just open up the camera? She's like, oh yeah, that's right. You don't have an iPhone 7. I'm like, oh, shush. So this is a feature that is being built into all the new phones that, I mean, is going to be really easy for people to really piggyback off and get. Now, you can also hold a contest or like a coupon where people, if they share with their friends, you know, your QR code with a friend, then you will, and they follow you, then you'll give them and their friend a coupon. For a certain percentage off, maybe 10% off a hairstyle or 10% off a product, or, you know, whatever fun thing you can decide to be able to do.
Okay. So what about, can you use hashtags on Pinterest if you're trying to either find followers, or you can't use hashtags? Okay.
You can. Yeah. This is a new thing now for Pinterest. So they were anti-hashtag for a really long time. And hashtags are really relevantly, they're newer to Pinterest. So in the last 6 months, hashtags are starting to gain a little speed and momentum. So you can definitely search using hashtags. It's not super big, but it is another way when people are searching for certain kinds of content. It does allow Pinterest to know that your content fits under that category and that they can share it when people are searching for that hashtag.
Okay, now when you have followers, if they're following your a particular board, when you actually pin something to your board, do they get notified in any way?
If they go onto their Pinterest, so they most likely, they're not going to get notified and like bothered every time you have a pin. They have to actually go into their pin. They have to go into Pinterest themselves on like their phone or on their desktop computer. And what happens is you have a feed of pins. And so they can then scroll through the pins that are coming on up inside of their feed. And then if you had just pinned one recently on your board, then it would come up there on their phone. And so they could take a look at that. They could check, oh, hey, that came from so-and-so's board. What else do they have on that board? They could check out that board. They can continue to check out other, you know, boards that you have, all that great stuff.
Okay, great. Well, Joanne, I'd like to thank you so much for agreeing to be a guest on today's show. I had a really great time speaking with you. I learned a lot, and I'm sure my audience did as well. Now, can you share your contact information with the audience in case somebody would like to, you know, you to help them out with Pinterest or some other social media website?
Yeah, absolutely. You can email me personally at jbkaminsky@gmail.com. I am known as the online reading tutor. I actually help kids that are struggling with reading in their business. And then I have my online community for online tutors. But yeah, that's really not pertinent here. I don't want to take any hairstylists and their talent away from, you know, the hairstyling world and into the online tutoring world. But yes, feel free to contact me at any point in time if you guys have any questions about Pinterest or how to use it for your business.
Great. Well, thank you so much. I'd like to thank everyone for listening to today's show, and I hope to catch you all next time. Have a great day, everyone. Bye.
Bye.